Now let's go to Genesis 11, 1 through 6. And we're going to see, you know that story, but we're going to go there and read that. And I want you to see what unity does. And when we go we come here to work and we work together as one with one purpose in mind, seeing the finished product, then we're going to be able to accomplish it much faster, much easier, and with much more joy. Amen. Chapter 11, 1. And the whole earth was of one language and one speech. And it came to pass that they journeyed from the east. They found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, "Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and tower which the children had builded. And the Lord said, "Behold, this people is one, and they all have all one language. And this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained for them which they have imagined to do." That's why I said you got to have the right motive when you do it. And then nothing shall be impossible to you. God had to stop them because their motive was not right. But we're going to have the right motive because we are going to already ask God for wisdom. We're going to already trust God with all of our heart. We're already trusting God to direct our path. Shout hallelujah. See, they had the same mind and the same wrong heart. So in verses 7 through 9, the Lord had to stop them. But with the right plan, right purpose, and pursuit, the Lord will bless our effort. Notice 1 Kings chapter 6. 1 Kings chapter 6. And when we get our hearts right and our motives right, God, there's nothing God will withhold from us because we're being led by the Spirit. You know, we're studying and learning who we are, that on the inside, the inner man, the real us is the spirit man on the inside. And as we get to know who we are, then we can do what God says to do. Listen to what it says here. Let me see. I got a note here, something not to read. Let me see what it is. And it came to pass in the 480th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt, in the fourth year of Solomon's reign over Israel, in the month Zeph, which is the second month, that he began to build the house of the Lord. Verses 2 through 8 describes the building, what it looked like, the plan that they had. Now let's look at verse 9. First part of that verse says, "So he built the house and finished it." That's what God is saying to CFC. Build the house and finish it. Tell your neighbor, say, "Let's finish it." Shout and say, "Let's finish it." Hallelujah. Say, "It's done in the name of Jesus." Hallelujah. Verse 9 lets us know that they stepped up, cranked up, and moved out into the workforce. So he built the house and finished it. Let's look at verse 11. You can read the rest of 9 and 10. Verse 11. "And the word of the Lord came to Solomon, saying, concerning this house which thou art building, if thou would walk in my statutes and execute my judgments and keep all my commandments to walk in them, then I will perform my word with thee, which I spake to thy father David. And I will dwell among the children of Israel, and I will not forsake my people." Verse 14, if you can see it, read it. So Solomon built the house and finished it. What did he do? Solomon built the house and finished it. The same word of the Lord. The same word of the Lord concerning this building is coming forth to Bishop Jones and to Branch of the Vine Christian Fellowship Church. The sanctuary which Solomon built was of the finest wood, stone, gold, silver. The Lord says, believe me, CFC, and the completion of this sanctuary, this temple, the holy one of the Holy One, will be of the finest wood, stone, bricks, silver, gold, marble, and whatever else is in my heart. And then I won't go to Ezra. I might bring out a little bit, but you read Ezra. And God put it in their heart, the king's heart, that they would rebuild the temple. And he provided everything that they needed. And then people came along and tried to stop them. And so they went back and read the book. And then the next king provided everything that they needed. And he said, everybody can go up and work. And the Lord said, all of you can do something. All of you can do something. You may be able to do something physical. You may not be able to do something physical, but you can pray and you can give. You can be an encourager. Listen to what he said. All through the Bible, people were admonished to hear the word of the Lord. Say, Lord, I hear your word. Judah in Jeremiah 17:20 and 19:3 heard the word. The nations in Jeremiah 31:10 heard the word. The prostitute in Ezra, Ezekiel 16:35 heard the words. The Ammonites in Ezekiel 25:3 heard the words. The mountains in Ezekiel 6:19 heard the word. The dry bones in Ezekiel 37:4 heard the word. The Gentiles who were considered sinners by the Jews, but in Acts 15:7 heard the word. The Holy Spirit says to you and to me, partners and partakers of this divinely called ministry, hear ye the clarion call, the word of the Lord.